1 Dr. Clark here. Let's talk about another autoimmune condition that affects women, type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, you may have heard of or sounds familiar as it being a juvenile diabetes, because many, many cases of type 1 diabetes are picked up when a child is younger. However, a lot of people can develop type 1 diabetes when they're older. Now, in type 1 diabetes, the autoimmune problem is that you attack and kill your pancreas, or you attack and kill your insulin. They both produce the same symptoms. So let's review here. What does insulin do? Well, what insulin is supposed to do is it's secreted by your pancreas, and it's supposed to help get blood sugar out of your bloodstream and get it into your cells, get into tissues. When you don't have enough insulin, either because you're destroying your pancreas, or you're destroying the actual insulin itself, or you're destroying the insulin receptor on the cells, what happens is the glucose piles up in your bloodstream. And what it can turn into, symptom-wise, is being very tired, losing weight, being hungry, excessive urination, having insect bites or wounds that heal very slowly. And on your blood test, your blood sugar will be very high. Those are all the symptoms of it. Now, what else do we need to know about this? Well, if you've got one autoimmune condition, there's a really good chance you probably got another one. And because an autoimmune problem means that your immune system has lost its normal ability to tolerate you. So it's kind of like a taboo has been broken. So all your body is now on the menu. So type 1 diabetes sometimes shows up in people that have vitiligo or people that have rheumatoid arthritis. And you start developing like a little chain of these different autoimmune conditions, and it means the autoimmune condition has expanded into other tissues. So what else do we know about type 1 diabetes? Well, it's a lot of times there's research to show very clearly that a very well-known trigger for type 1 diabetes is gluten and or casein, the protein in milk. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got a family history of type 1 diabetes, but you haven't been diagnosed yet, I would get off of gluten and dairy forever, because you're really just kind of playing Russian roulette. You're just hoping it doesn't show up, because you're probably one infection or stressful event away from that being triggered. And I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm just telling you, I live in a world where these things are very serious, and I take them very seriously. And we try to do things to help people avoid having them altogether. So if you already know you've got another autoimmune condition, and you start developing these blood sugar symptoms, you need to get checked out, because type 1 diabetes is very, very serious, because it means you no longer have a pancreas to do the job. So frequently you have to take insulin injections or take other types of medication. But even the insulin injections don't stop the autoimmune process. That is a whole other battle that has to be waged if you're ever going to be able to get these things under control and not develop another autoimmune condition. So it's very important that you're working with someone that understands that this is an autoimmune problem. You know, type 1 diabetes and insulin is kind of like the same thing that happens with Hashimoto's and thyroid hormones. Because in Hashimoto's, your immune system is attacking and destroying your thyroid gland, and you get prescribed thyroid hormones, but that doesn't stop the autoimmune process from marching along. Same thing in type 1 diabetes. Getting insulin shots doesn't stop the autoimmune process from looking for something else to attack and attacking it and causing you more symptoms and more problems. Frequently, you'll find people that have type 1 diabetes plus rheumatoid arthritis, you know, joint pain. You'll find them with pernicious anemia. You'll find them with Hashimoto's. You'll find them with, the list goes on and on. So the point is this. I hope that you're working with someone that understands those issues I just explained to you. And if you've got type 1 diabetes, you got to understand that getting an insulin shot doesn't solve your biggest problem, which is you've got an autoimmune condition that's trying to kill you. And you need to find someone that understands that there are things you can do about it, but it's complex. A lot of different issues you have to look at. There's all the whole food issue, but there's all those neurological issues, there's immune system balance issues, and you just got to find someone that's trained that takes a functional approach towards type 1 diabetes, not just a replacement approach. So I hope you found that helpful.